trilogy of Jimi Hendrix albums building for a while, starting with Valleys of Neptune and then People, Hell, and Angels. And the third part of it is Both Sides of the Sky. The man who is the engineer and producer behind that and has been behind Jimi Hendrix since the get-go is Eddie Kramer, and he is joining us now. It is an honor, Eddie. It truly is an honor to get to talk to you.
Thank you, John, and hi, Philly.
I got to tell you, I mean, there were times when I was a kid living in New York and being in the West Village, and I'd walk past Electric Ladyland, and I, you know, just stand by that round window and look in. Can I see anything? Can I see anybody? I mean, it's very exciting for me to talk to you. I mean, folks, this is a man who has, let's see, he's worked with the Beatles and Bowie and Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, the Kinks, Kiss, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, Carlos Santana, and all of them are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You, dude, are a god in the engineering world.
Stop it. You listen, I'm just a guy who twiddles knobs.
You know, I'm always amazed with Jimmy because the man managed to put out more albums after he died than he did when he was alive. And this is what, like the 12th release of his. But all of this stuff is, did you work on all of this originally, Eddie?
Some of it, yes. But don't forget, this is the year of 69 going into 70. 69 was a really busy year for me and a year of transition for Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Since he was in the studio experimenting, jamming, and he used the studio as a rehearsal room, if you can imagine that. It got really expensive.
Sure.
But that's how he created, and that's how he created a lot of these songs. Quite a lot of them would be maybe little demo ideas started maybe in late 68.
Uh-huh.
You put it away, started again in 69, put it away for a few months, come back to it, tried different musicians. This was his year of transition. I was in the middle of building Electric Lady Studios,
uh-huh.
not Electric Lady Land, as some people say, but that's okay. They're forgiven because the two names are so close together.
Sure.
But, you know, there was that, there was Woodstock, there was Zeppelin, there was all that nonsense that I was doing. Well, not nonsense, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
And this period for Jimmy was a very creative one, and thank goodness the tape was rolling because we wouldn't have had this huge backlog of material to work with.
How much of the sounds he created were his, and how much of it was you guys collaborating and him going, can you make it do this, can you make it do that?
It was all of that.
Okay.
It was all of that together because he would come in, plug in, try a new guitar pedal or whatever, and I'd go, whoa, ooh, that's nice. Let me fiddle around with the sound in the control room, tweak the sound. He would come in and listen and say, yeah, oh, okay, fine. And then he would run out and tweak it again. And we kept looking at each other. Oh, yeah, you want, okay, you got that? Mm-hmm. Well, let me just try this. And we kept trying to top each other, which was wonderful because it was great competition. But the end result was get a better sound.
Right. So as long as we're talking Jimmy's, didn't you engineer the second Led Zeppelin album?
Yes, sir.
All right. Whole Lot of Love.
Yes.
There is that.
The moment in there, which is the biggest mistake of my life, yes.
Okay. Is that what it is? Is that print through? Is that
well,
what happened?
Okay. You want the full story?
Oh,
there
the
it
story
is.
Behind Woman.
Yeah. He goes, Woman, and then you hear another voice going, Woman, and that is on track 8. Track 7 was the master vocal, and track 8, I couldn't get rid of it because we had an old tube console with rotary knobs. And Jimmy Page and I both looked at each other and went, no, we both grabbed the reverb knob at the same time, and that created history, but it was a mistake. It wasn't meant to be there.
But you know what? Without it now, I would miss it.
Oh, yeah.
It's been ingrained.
Am I right? It sounds like it belongs
right.
there.
Well, now
accident.
It does, yeah. But you know what it says to today's market? Leave the bloody mistakes in, mate.
Yeah. Eddie Kramer, our guest. Eddie, again, this was an honor. Thank you so much. Someday I hope I could just shake your hand and maybe get some of your karma on me.
Well, maybe I can come down there and get a sandwich and spread some of it on you.
You know what? I'd be perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.